Florida police officer implicated in Seminole casino bomb scare. A St. Petersburg, Florida, police officer has been arrested in connection with an investigation involving a bomb scare at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. Officer Brandon Klaber was taken into custody on April 15 by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office after investigators determined he had shared confidential law enforcement information with a suspect accused of placing explosive devices at the casino last September. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, flagged Klaber late last year during an ongoing review of internal law enforcement communications. Authorities discovered that Klaber had improperly accessed restricted databases maintained by the St. Petersburg Police Department and provided information to 46-year-old Brian Eckley. Eckley, a longtime acquaintance of Klaber, had previously been arrested last October on explosives-related charges. According to the FDLE, Eckley placed two explosive devices inside the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida, on two separate occasions within a 12-hour timeframe. The devices were described as crude and concealed, constructed with firework components and placed in the men's restroom. The discovery of the devices led to two emergency evacuations of the casino as authorities worked to secure the area and protect patrons and staff. Following his October arrest, Eckley was charged with two counts related to the making, possessing, and placing of destructive devices with intent to cause harm. His actions prompted a comprehensive investigation by state and local law enforcement agencies, during which digital communications between Eckley and Officer Klaber were recovered. These messages reportedly revealed that Klaber provided Eckley with protected information sourced from department databases. Friendship above the law. St. Petersburg Police Chief Anthony Holloway confirmed that Klaber and Eckley had maintained a personal friendship for over 15 years. During a press briefing, the chief explained that Klaber's actions were not isolated incidents but part of an ongoing pattern of behavior. The officer had accessed restricted information and shared it with Eckley on multiple occasions, which constituted a serious breach of departmental policy and state law. On December 2, the police department initiated a formal investigation into Klaber's conduct. He was immediately placed on administrative leave without pay, and his access to department systems and facilities was suspended. The internal inquiry led to the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier this month, culminating in Klaber's apprehension. Klaber had served with the St. Petersburg Police Department since November 2008. His law enforcement career is now in jeopardy as he faces two felony charges categorized as offenses against intellectual property. These charges stem from the unauthorized use and dissemination of sensitive data from police records, which are intended solely for official use in criminal investigations and law enforcement operations. The FDLE has confirmed that the investigation remains active. Authorities continue to examine the full extent of the communication and data exchanges between Klaber and Eckley, as well as any potential implications for other cases or individuals who may have been affected. Law enforcement officials have reiterated the seriousness of the breach and its impact on public safety and trust in policing institutions.